And right now in Birmingham, it is 73 degrees at Birmingham's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.5 WERC.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, he's got it. By George, he's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
Welcome back to Alabama's Morning News. This is John Mounts filling in for JT today, and we're now going to Spain for a weather report with John Decker. John, does it really rain mainly on the plain in Spain?
Hey there, John. Look, I'm here in Spain, as you know, traveling with President Biden. Big news coming out of the NATO summit. That is that Finland and Sweden have both been accepted for membership in NATO. Moscow, Russia calls that destabilizing. That being said, the number of nations that are members of the NATO Defense Military Alliance will go from 30 to 32. And Finland, a reminder, has an 820-mile-long border that it shares with Russia. And I think that gives them in particular much greater security being members of NATO.
Absolutely. And right now, security is pretty important there in Europe, because I know a lot of people are antsy because first it's Ukraine, but we don't know what Russia may do next. What other things are being discussed with regard to Russia? Sanctions, military action, anything like that have they decided about?
Sanctions were announced at the G7 summit, which preceded this one. That took place in Germany. What's going to come out of this summit in terms of announcements, so-called deliverables, John, is there will be announcement as it relates to new military equipment that NATO will pledge and convey over to Ukraine in their fight against Russia. Among those pieces of equipment, superior, sophisticated air defense systems. That's something that President Zelensky has been asking for since this war began back on February the 24th. He's finally going to get that. That's a big deal. That NATO believes will level the playing field in terms of all of these attacks that are coming from Russian military jets on the sovereign territory of Ukraine. So that's something that we'll certainly be paying a lot of attention to over the next 2 days.
And although we see two new nations are being allowed into NATO, there's still no talk of Ukraine joining NATO, right?
No, well, there's talk.
I think talk, but no real at this point.
But there's no formal application by Ukraine. There's no invitation. That's what's necessary, is an invitation. That's what NATO has conveyed to Sweden and Finland. So at this point, it's something that Ukraine would very much want to have and wish that it had it actually at the start of this war, because I don't think there would be a war because of Article 5 of the NATO Charter, which deems that an attack on one is an attack on all. That's the reason, quite frankly, why Sweden and Finland have applied and have been accepted for membership into NATO is because of Article 5. This gives them much greater security.
I guess it kind of works both ways, though, where we might not be really excited about them joining, and since they're already embroiled in a war, we wouldn't want them to join, and then, well, now we're at a war with Russia, so we probably don't necessarily want that to happen right now either, do we?
I don't know the answer to that. You know, that it hasn't happened. It's a hypothetical. And, you know, we'll see if and when we ever get to that point. But I think that we are a long way off from an invitation coming from NATO to Ukraine to join the NATO military alliance.
John, when does President Biden, when does he return back stateside?
He departs tomorrow afternoon, our time, after he holds a press conference. And that means that he'll arrive back in Washington, D.C. at the White House around 6 o'clock p.m. local time.
Okay, I'm just wondering, how closely is he following things like what happened at the border, or not at the border, but in San Antonio with those migrants who died in the truck, things like that here back in the United States? Has he made any statements about things like that?
I've seen no formal statement from the president. He may be asked about that at the White House press conference tomorrow happening here in Madrid, but just a horrific tragedy that we saw happening in San Antonio.
It'd be interesting because he's been called out saying that his policies were responsible for it. So I'd be interested in hearing what the White House's response is to some people saying his border policies led to what happened there.
Well, what led to what happened there is just a humanitarian tragedy, I think, more than anything else. And you blame first and foremost, at least I do when I see a tragedy like that playing out, the human smugglers who put dozens of people in that trailer that led to their death in extremely high, hot temperatures. That, you know, is clearly the reason for this terrible tragedy.
Fox News, excuse me, you're not Fox News Radio. You're our iHeart White House correspondent, John Decker, joining us live from Spain. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Alabama's Morning News, John.